Sam Weatherly. Thanks for holding on, Sam.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Duff's here as well to go through your rides. And, mate, what's the plan? Now, we've got through the end of the spring. Are you keen to stay here?
Yeah, it's looking that way, guys. Sort of been here 5 months now, so it's looking all right. And, yeah, we're looking like we're staying on.
Okay, so you're happy, you're not homesick, everything's going, Chris is happy with you, you're happy with Chris, and what do you make a decision, well, pretty well imminent, isn't it, where everyone's happy to stay?
Yeah, for sure. Look, we made a call after the 3 months is up, and decided it'd be a good idea to give it a go over here, and so I've obviously home's home, but try and make a bit of a living here. While I can, it's probably the best racing in the world nearly at the moment, so very happy to be here.
How long have you got left in your apprenticeship?
I've got probably just under 2 years.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, probably just under 2 years, about maybe a year and a half, so still a wee while away. I've got a little bit of my 2 kilo claim left and then get down to that 1.5, and hopefully I can sort of punch that out of the way, and it'll be good.
Yeah, we rode the feature winner last night for Team Hayes and Dabernick. That would have been a good thrill.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a good tough effort, and he really deserves it. You know, he's racing well, and it was a good first up run, and for the team to get him to sort of back up quite well, quick enough anyway to do that. And he's a lot fitter, and he was a happy horse last night. And it was a very tough effort. Mm.
You wouldn't know a lot about your rides today, but you would have had a look at them. This horse, Ronstar, in the first, obviously gets in well with your claim.
He does. He hasn't put a foot wrong at all in his career. Look, he hasn't been out of the first three, and very good first up run. I think we run into a pretty good horse here in Godolphin's horse, so that looks hard to beat. But if we can get the nice run, sort of we'll bounce, and we'll be in the first two or three there, and just trying to give him every chance to let down, and maybe hopefully we have a little bit of head start on Josh Parr coming out of the corner, and hopefully we'll give a little bit of a sight.
Sense of occasion in race four, he's probably you would hope he could improve at this distance now.
Yeah, look, he's up to a trip. He probably even wants it a bit further, and it's a good track today, and we know he goes good on rain affected ground. I didn't mind his run last time, actually. It was okay his last 100, but I think he's a couple of runs in now, and he's if he's going to do anything, he's got to try and prove something today, I'd say.
Yeah, my odd Nordic Hero for Chris first up in race five, a nice enough horse. He should be working home nicely at the end.
He's a nice horse. Look, I trialled him sort of before his last trial, and he's just beaten for a bit of speed. I really liked the look of his trial the other day. He did it nice and easy, and looked like he had a little bit of style about him over that trip. So hopefully he'll probably get back beyond midfield, and hopefully he can work home and attack the line, and we'll be happy.
Yeah, and obviously your best ride's in the last. This well-performed News Fan, good pickup ride.
Yeah, very, very nice ride. I've got to thank my manager there, Drew Smith. He's got me on board, and Kim and the team have obviously wanted to claim off her, and she looks a really nice horse going forward. It was a huge effort first up by the team to get her ready, and hopefully look second up. Sometimes they can sort of take a bit of an effect from that first up run, but hopefully she's spot on, and just keeps improving. I really like the way she sort of run through the line the other day. It was a very nice win.
Mm. All right, good luck today, and we'll keep up the good work, as we say.
Thanks a lot, guys.